And there you have the great American composer Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers playing original Jelly Roll Blues. That's just fun. Welcome once again to Music 27, History of Jazz, offered by Saddleback College and broadcast right here in Mission Viejo, California, nestled comfortably in the foothills of the majestic Saddleback Mountains on KSBR 88.5 FM. Today, we're going to discuss the origins of this great American art form and also hear some of the musicians who created the music that became known as jazz. This show deals with material from Chapter 4 and Chapter 5, so make sure that you've read that and understand that material. New Orleans is generally regarded as the birthplace of jazz. The music began developing around 1890, a synthesis of the African-American music of ragtime and blues, and also Western European classical, brass bands, and polite society dance music. So there were a bunch of different influences that created this music. New Orleans was a busy, cosmopolitan city. Its culture reflected the ethnic diversity of its original owners, France and Spain, and then France again in America, but that's another story. The cultural heritage remained largely French from the period around 1718 when France began building to when the United States acquired it in that greatest of all real estate coups, the Louisiana Purchase of 1803. France first forced black slaves to New Orleans in 1719, and by 1722, just 3 years later, there were some free blacks living there. In addition to African slaves that were forced to U.S. soil, there was a class of Africans of European descent called Creoles of color, or simply Creoles. These Creoles were the result of French or Spanish couplings with people of African descent. This strata of society was highly educated, had excellent musical training, and were usually in professional occupations like physicians, landowners, businessmen, and the such. Some Creole children were sent to Europe for formal education. The culture was highly European in nature. Many Creoles were actually slave owners themselves. Creoles were free people of color, separate from the Negroes or uptown people of African descent, who were usually descendants of the former slaves. Creoles were also separate culturally than their white neighbors, though the status was closer to that of whites. If one were to look at this objectively from a sociological vantage point, it appears that money and its attendant possibility for education would be the prime social factors defining class, not skin tone. And of course, some might contend that this equation still exists. Since Mr. Gridley presents the historical material clearly and accessibly in our text, I'm only going to briefly summarize certain points so that we can use the radio what it's best suited for, playing the music. Make sure you understand the term Creoles of color, the importance of dance, the party atmosphere of New Orleans, the need for an abundance of live music, and the general sociological activity that helped create this boiling cauldron of ethnic diversity and cultures to create this American music. The music could not have developed without the cultural heritage African slaves brought to the U.S., nor could it have developed without the Western European precepts of melody and harmony. But it is distinctly American,